Welcome, welcome everybody here to News Talk 790 WNIS. I'm Damian Hall and happy to be here with you on this Ask the Expert show with your friends from Eggleston. That's right, EgglestonServices.org is the website to go to, and Eggleston really is the organization, the charitable organization that has its, its finger on the pulse of everything going on in Hampton Roads. In so many different ways, we can all contribute to the growth and success of our community through the efforts of Eggleston. So I'm excited for this hour to talk to the wonderful guests we have and to help inform you and the community about ways to get involved in your community through the wonderful efforts of Eggleston. Miss Kristen Ricks, no stranger to the WNIS studios. She's the Director of Marketing and Events with Eggleston. Welcome to WNIS. How are you?
Great. It's always good to be here, Damian.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, and I'm excited about it because the seasons are changing, and I know Eggleston has so many different things on the calendars that we can talk about and that get me excited, and I'm sure they get other people excited too. But if starting us off, if somebody hasn't heard of Eggleston, paint the picture a little bit. How old is Eggleston? Are we celebrating?
So this year we're turning 71.
Wow.
Yeah. So Eggleston was started in 1955 by a group of parents who were trying to help their adult children with intellectual and developmental disabilities better transition from school into the workforce. We started with working with 8 individuals. Last year, we worked with over 2,000. And, you know, over the years, our program has grown and expanded. We run a number of businesses, such as our garden center, our shredding division, our automotive center, our business fulfillment center, our landscaping division, you know, as well as a slew of federal contracts for food service, laundry, custodial work, mailroom support, helping our military and our government facilities, as well as a variety of rehabilitation programs. We have some special members from our brain injury services team with us today, because March is Brain Injury Awareness Month, so they're going to talk to you a little bit more about that. We also run 5 local day programs and have several residential housing options for people, because we really want to help people in the 3 main areas of life: at home, at work, and in the community.
No, I love that. And I love that. And for more info, we'll reference everybody to go to the website, EgglestonServices.org, to find out more, or on Facebook. There's a good presence there and different ways people can keep up with all things happening.
We're
Eggleston,
on Facebook,
right?
Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Nice.
So, and we post almost daily, if not daily. So I think today I've put up 3 or 4 posts just today. So there's always something new. We have so much to talk about. I could never get it all in an hour. But yeah, definitely please check out the website, follow us on social, sign up for our newsletter. We do a newsletter every other month. That's a great way to keep in up to date with what's coming on.
Awesome. Is the auto auction list on that newsletter?
Not on that newsletter. That's a separate auction list. So we do an auto auction every other Saturday. So not today, but next Saturday we'll have our next one on the 22nd. And you could sign up on our automotive page. That'll get an email that would come out every other Thursday, and that'll give you a list of all the cars that are being auctioned off that week, as well as a photo of like about 8 or so, just as a teaser. But it'll announce all the information for the preview days, which are the Thursday and Friday before the auction, and then the auctions start at like 9 o'clock on Saturday. We recommend you get there about 8 to get registered, get your paddle, all that stuff, and then auctions start at 9.
Exciting. Then you can wave that paddle and have a new toy to drive home with, or a new, you know, daily driver, or anything with wheels, essentially, you might find at the auto auction. But again, EgglestonServices.org.
Even boats sometimes. Yeah, pretty much anything with a motor.
Okay.
We've done electric bikes. We've done go-karts. We've done boats, RVs, trucks, big box trucks. Yeah, basically, if it's got a motor, we could potentially be selling it. You never know.
I know trailers and tractors in the past.
Absolutely. So, yeah, you never know what you're going to see at the auction, so check it out.
Have you ever sold an airplane?
Not that I'm aware of, but that would be cool.
I want to say maybe that happened one day many, 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 many years ago with Paul, but I might be getting that confused with the Phoebus Auction Gallery.
It might be. It would have been before I got there, so I've only been there for about 6 years.
I might be stretching on that. Yeah, let's not put that into stone, but you never know what you're going to find at the Eggleston Auto Auction. And again, EgglestonServices.org is the website to check that out. And you know, find out more about everything that we're talking about this hour. So tell me, Ms. Ricks, what has happened since, I guess we haven't really spoken much this year. Tell me about this year. How is it going and how have the events so far been?
Well, we've, you know, hit the ground running as always. You know, Eggleston has so many different divisions and branches that we always have something going on. We had a great little Valentine's soiree back on February 13th. It was a Love at First Fright playing into the Friday the 13th feel. So that was a great program attended by a lot of our day programs, residential members, several of our brain injury members came over, as well as many of our employees from different departments came over, and we had a nice little big Valentine's Day. They had crafts and dancing and food and just a lot of fellowship and creating those natural supports and friendships that we're all about, is helping people find that independence and build those relationships. So we've done that. We've got a lot coming up. Our shredding department's gone absolutely crazy as well. You know, the beginning of the year is always a big time for shredding. People are getting organized, that whole new year, new you situation. So, but we've actually got some special dates I did want to mention about our shredding. This year, we're going to do 4 peninsula drop-off days at our J. Clyde Morris location. So normally, drop-off is held at our Military Highway location. That's Monday through Friday. But this year, we're actually going to do 4 that are also on the peninsula. So we've got our first one coming up on next week on March 18th. From 10 to 1 at our J. Clyde Morris location, and that's 645 J. Clyde Morris Boulevard in Newport News. And of course, if I'm going too fast, you're driving, you can get all this information on the website, so you don't have to worry about trying to drive and write.
And that's next Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 1.
Yep.
Okay.
And then we also are going to be doing an Earth Day event in April. That's going to be a Saturday shredding event for drop-off as well. And that's going to be at our regular Military Highway location, and that's going to be 10 to 2 at 3525 North Military Highway. And each time you do a drop-off, you can fill up a 64-gallon container. So think about like the big rolling trash cans that you have at your house. Huh. It'll hold about, 8 to 10 boxes worth of paper and stuff like that. And it's $45. So, wow. You know, if you don't have that much, bring in a neighbor, bring in a friend, grab your parent. You know, I think we all probably have, if we really look for it, we could come up with enough to get it. And all the proceeds go towards creating job opportunities for individuals with disabilities, as well as supporting other programs for adults with disabilities in Hampton Roads.
I love it. I love it. And again, those dates you can find out more at the website, but I'll repeat them. On the Peninsula, that's next Wednesday, March the 18th from 10 to 1. And the Earth Day event is April the 25th from 10 to 2 in Chesapeake. In Norfolk at the Military Highway location. Super. That's exciting. Something to get excited about. Cleaning out the closets, getting rid of some of those papers, recyclables in an awesome way. And this is a secure way to destroy these documents, right?
Absolutely. So our process is completely secure. They stay in, go straight into a locked truck for the peninsula, and then transported to our controlled environment in Newport News. Are in Norfolk, and then for the ones that are in Norfolk, they'll immediately be rolled back into our secure area. Even our employees, like, I cannot get into our secured shredding area without a shredding employee walking me in there. Even though I am an Eggleston employee, you have to be a part of that department to get close to those papers, and everything is shredded and then recycled. And then if you need more than just what our drop-off can do, like if your business needs more regular routine, please give us a call or give us an email, and we can definitely get you a quote for routine office pickup, where we would put a secure box in your office, and then we could have that picked up either weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, bi-monthly, whatever the needs are for your office space. Or if you have like a massive purge, you just realize that, your parents have been hoarding all of their bank statements and bills for the last 30 years, and they have, 25 boxes in their attic, and you're like, I got to get all this out of here before the house goes up.
Yeah.
Give us a call. We can definitely talk to you about a one-time purge job too.
Perfect. Perfect. Purge those old documents. Again, EggletonServices.org, or take advantage of one of the upcoming shredding events. 4 of them coming up on the peninsula, as well as in Norfolk, and mark your calendars and start collecting them boxes.
And in addition to reducing the clutter in your house or the potential fire risk, it's also a really great way to help keep your identity secure. There's so much identity theft. You really don't want to be throwing away the sensitive information in your trash. You never know where that's going to go or who's going to potentially have access to that. So by shredding those important documents with those, you know, important bank numbers, credit card numbers, all of that information, we want to make sure we're keeping you secure and your identity secure.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. And a great, great time and great place to do it and a great company to do that with. Eggleston, EggletonServices.org. We've got plenty to talk about this this hour. I'm excited. We've got a bunch of guests here in the studios. And a quick reminder, it's March is, you said it's Brain Injury Awareness Month?
It is.
Awesome. So I'm excited to talk about that and talk about the things that Eggleston has going on in the world of brain injuries and how we all can help participate in our community through the efforts of Eggleston. That's what we're talking about this hour here on WNIS. Make sure you contact Eggleston. And remember, it's always a good time to give and to donate to your community through the efforts of Eggleston. Go to the website to find out more, EggletonServices.org. We'll be right back right here on Ask the Expert. It's News Talk 790 WNIS. We'll be right back.